morning mail, 9 3/4 things before I left the office to go to Bill Green's funeral and then to Texas I want to talk to you about.
Yes.
One, the Civil Rights Commission. Would you, did Lee want to talk to you about that?
No, he didn't talk to me about that.
Would you mind looking into it and seeing who we think it might be real good for it?
Very good.
Number two, a State of the Union message.
Yes.
Would you mind giving me some suggestions of what you think we ought to do about that?
Very good, sir.
Number three, do you know this Jerry Whittington here in the White House, this Negro girl that's been working for Ralph Dungan?
No, sir, I don't know her.
Well, they tell me she has good character and good ability, and I'm thinking about just moving her in as my secretary.
I know of her, and they say she's a good worker, but I've never met her and don't know her.
Well, I think we probably ought to do it. Now, did you go to California?
I went to California and was only there to turn right around and tried to get in touch with Mr. Hand and could not do so.
Well, I want this, what's this Mexican boy's name out there, Quirino? Dan Q. Dan Luevano is the finance director out there for Pat Brown.
Yes.
Mexican. And I rather think we ought to bring him in, put him in the White House, too. I've got Andy Hatcher, Miss Green Whittington, and I rather think we ought to give them a little attention because they've had nobody. I checked him out, and he seems to be pretty good. I don't know whether I can get him or not, but I want to talk to you before I offered him a job.
I agree with you that 100% about giving them a chance.
I get the first man I hired on my staff was Jack Valenti, who's an Italian boy, and I think that he's doing a good job in that field, but I just think we ought to be sure we've got some minority groups. Now, didn't I have my picture made with you when you were in here?
You certainly did.
Jet Magazine said I refused to be photographed with you leaders, and I had it made with every one of them.
No, they, Mr. President, you not only had it made with me, but it was carried in all the papers.
Well,
carried in all, in a number of the southern papers I saw on page one.
Well, what do we do with,
Jet, I think, made the statement, Mr. President, that you had not had your picture taken with two of them, I believe.
I said a more serious breach came during Johnson's welcoming the White House of Negro leadership by some unexplained action.
Yeah.
The direct action leaders were denied the opportunity to pose with LBJ in his office.
That was, they're referring there to King and Farmer.
Well, I had my picture made with every damn one of them.
I'm pretty sure you did, sir. I know.
I just autographed one day, Philip Randolph, and one to Martin King. I got him in front of me.
Well, this is, if you will permit me, I'll be glad to speak to the editor of Jet.
I wish you would, now.
The publisher.
Now, the southern leaders, I don't know what he's talking about. He may be talking about Harrisburg because I called him down here on the tax bill.
Yes.
But Harrisburg called me to get that tax bill out of his committee.
Well, of course, and this is a matter that everybody understands, but I will undertake to speak to him.
I called these people in my room. They didn't call me, none of these leaders.
I understand.
And I had wonderful meetings with them, and I just called home about the farmer conference from everybody. But I had a good meeting, and this fellow, this woman, didn't do anything wrong.
Yes.
But they all jumped on me about it.
Yes, I know. Well, I think I'll speak to the Jet publisher and to the editor in Washington.
I don't know anything I'm doing. If you tell me what I'm doing, I'll do it. And if you've got a friend in this place, you've got him now.
So far, sir, you haven't made any mistakes.
Well, you tell me about the State of the Union. You call Simon Booker and tell him that his December the 26th article, in which he says that the policy was denied these people, that's not true, that I have pictures of every damn one of them.
Very good. I'll check with him. Now, Mr. President, may I say just a word to you?
No.
I hope you're going to have first a Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas as you can. I hope you get away.
All right.
Down in Texas. And I'd like to say this to you. Please take care of yourself.
Well, I'm going to.
Please take care of yourself. We need you. Now, I'm in your corner. I can't get out on the housetops.
I don't ask you to. I'm not embarrassing. But Ron, tell me this. Did I make a mistake in taking a woman that's as close to me as my mother and my wife to hear me speak?
No.
I didn't take her because she's an ugly woman. I took her because I took my wife and my children.
This is a very good thing, and believe me, it made a hit with the rank and file. I don't know what the intellectuals might have said, but you don't have to worry about them.
Well, she's in charge of 5 people in 12 hours tonight. She's a chief of staff of the whole operation. She's a college graduate.
Yeah.
I don't know how many people would be objecting to her when I had my heart attack. She stayed with me every day and every night.
Yes. Well, this is the type of thing that I think you're going to have to expect, but I think the rank and file, all the comment I've heard has been favorable. Everything I've heard has been favorable. And I think you've got the this minority group well on the way. Everybody that's commenting, the newspapers and others, and I've gotten around a little bit. I was in a group last night, and Minnie, my wife, made a campaign speech for you in a little dinner party up here in Westchester County.
Well, bless her. She brought it down here to see us. Now, you tell me what I'm doing. I'm not doing it wrong, because if I don't, it's a mistake of the head, not the heart.
Well, I know that. I saw you yesterday in the candlelight services. I was up here with Bob Wagner at the Armory, and we saw the telecast of what happened in Washington, and I thought it was wonderful.
Well, thank you, Roman. Now, call me, Roman. You.
All right, Mr. President, thank you so much, and remember, Merry Christmas, and remember, please take care of yourself.
I'll be going strong, and you just let me know, and write me that note on civil rights, and write me that note on the State of the Union.
State of the Union and on the Civil Rights Commission.
That's right.
And I'll get in touch. I got a list from your office today about the Latin American leaders in California.
That's right. Well, Lee Wong in my office is going to stay here, and he has nothing to do except stay on top of this thing, and if he doesn't, you let me know.
Very good. I'll be in touch with him.
Okay.
Thank you.
And you come in, you meet this woman and girl, the first time you're in this office.
Very good, sir.
Good night.
Good night.
Hello?